WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Beginning in 1979 with Real Life, comedian Albert Brooks has written, directed, and starred in a series of films that lampoon his search for artistic, romantic, and spiritual fulfillment. His films include Lost in America, Defending Your Life, and Mother. His newest film, Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World, plunges him into an alien culture. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
What makes Albert Brooks such a vital comic force is how he homes in ruthlessly on his own insecurities and neuroses and obsessions. He's a pioneer of squirm comedy, of those cringeworthy embarrassments of TV's Curb Your Enthusiasm and The Office. But his best work cuts deeper. Take Brooks' 1984 masterpiece, Lost in America, in which his hero gets himself fired and then embarks on a journey to, quote, touch Indians. He's no mere fool. He's a larger-than-life fool. He's every American, romantic, movie-fed baby boomer who thinks the key to life is the open road and a voyage of discovery. And what he discovers, unfortunately, is that he can't voyage much beyond his own imprisoning self. Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World is another solipsistic voyage of non-discovery. It has a wonderful premise, a synthesis of all the anxieties of Brooks's previous movies raised to a higher power by the post-9/11 fear of a billion or so people whose culture is unnervingly alien, especially to secular American Jews. Brooks plays Albert Brooks, a worst-case cartoon of himself, a woefully unemployed filmmaker with a wife addicted to winning eBay auctions for luxury items. So he jumps at an offer from the State Department to travel to India and Pakistan to ascertain what Muslims find funny, the idea being that the U.S. has spied on them and fought with them, but never tried to understand them. For the first third, our anticipation is terrific. After a series of humiliations, a disastrous meeting with the filmmaker Penny Marshall, a failure to communicate with his Washington employers, Brooks the character reckons with the job ahead, and we're primed for a collision between two ways of looking at the world, and for that matter, the next world. Imagine the self-conscious, secular Jewish neurotic versus the ever more fundamentalist Muslim. Even in India, which is primarily Hindu, the likelihood of accidental blasphemy is high. But the film is a series of missed opportunities. When Brooks the character accosts Muslims on the street and asks what they find funny, it's a little dumb, but we go with it. When he worries for the 20th time about the prospect of filling a 500-page report, it's a little tedious, but hope for the movie isn't lost. When he decides to gather a group of Muslims to perform his 30-year-old postmodern stand-up routine, the one where he's a ventriloquist who chatters away while his dummy drinks water, it's funny, but so overextended and off the point that we finally lose patience. The quest to understand the Muslim world has fallen by the wayside. The object of the satire is now Brooks' own obliviousness. And his character isn't that grand fool of his previous movies, but a blinkered jerk who thinks it's more important to have a standard comedy club introduction than to learn about his audience.
Okay, can somebody introduce me?
Nobody talked about that.
Maybe he could announce you.
Can you do that?
I am not very comfortable speaking in front of people.
All right. Do you have an offstage mic?
No, we only have one mic. You asked me to put it out front.
I know, but I need an offstage mic because then I'm going to have to introduce myself.
So?
Well, you want to go get that mic for me?
You want me to go out and get the microphone?
Yes.
You don't want to get it?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm the headliner. I shouldn't go out and drag the mic off and then make another entrance. It's...
The Muslims stare blankly at Brooks's jokes, which would have been more amusing if early in the movie, studio executives and State Department officials hadn't also received his quips with frozen faces. He has a potentially splendid foil in his young, educated Muslim assistant, played by Sheetal Sheth, but she turns out to be insipidly eager to please. In one scene, he teaches her the Western art of sarcasm. Is India, the home of Bollywood, really such a cultural backwater? Brooks makes brilliant sport of customer service jobs outsourced to India, and there's a marvelous scene in which he's utterly deflated by three Al Jazeera executives who want him for a sitcom. But looking for comedy in the Muslim world suggests that self-satire is a precarious art. At one extreme, there's genuine soul-searching. At the other, a kind of self-flagellation that's finally as boring as self-glorification. Why has Brooks given his alter ego so little stature? He must not think he's as great as we do.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.